All week, I've been reporting from the South by Southwest Festival in Austin. For music lovers, the opportunity to discover new bands here are endless, so here are a few of my favorites. Almost every music journalist who attends South by Southwest heads out each night armed with a list of shows they're hoping to catch. For me, it's a combination of bands that are getting some good buzz, mixed with recommendations from vetted sources, and of course, some listening I do ahead of time. But the most magical shows at South By are often the ones where you just happen to stumble upon something you end up loving. Feeling a little tired at the end of my first night in town, I wanted to catch one last band. So I wandered into a venue that just felt soothing. There's a TV converted into a fish tank at the entrance, and I had seen a beautiful, quiet show there last year. What I walked into definitely wasn't that, but it was a much-needed shot of energy. The surfy garage rock sounds of the Berlin band Gurr. High energy, bouncy, with just enough attitude, how could it not make you want to dance? With literally thousands of bands to choose from, it's nearly impossible to listen to everything you want to ahead of time. Some festival goers plan out everything they want to see in 15-minute windows, catching just three or four songs from a band before rushing off to another venue. Others are more laissez-faire, leaving big chunks of open time so they can hopefully find those magical moments. A good in-between option is taking a chance on a showcase put on by an outlet you trust. For me, one of those is Remezcla, which highlights Latin music. Man, I got the call this morning, hit me on my mobile phone. They say Gucci coming home, Gucci coming home. I'm like, damn, it's been too long, we've been waiting all along. When is Gucci coming home, Gucci coming home? That's Bia, a rapper originally from Boston who was signed to Pharrell's record label. Though her set was short, she was engaging, rapping into a thick layer of smoke from a fog machine and drenched in pink lighting as she leaned toward the crowd. One last standout from earlier this week was the four-piece folk rock band from Brooklyn, Big Thief. Years, days, makes no difference to me. Playing at the NPR Music Showcase, Big Thief rapped the audience in gorgeous vocals and warm guitar. The band did well last year, receiving lots of notoriety for their album Masterpiece. While on stage, frontwoman Adrienne Lenker remarked on how, at a big festival like South by Southwest, it's easy to get lost in the mess of things, but that at its core, it's really a beautiful thing. A perfect reminder of the power of music to bring us together, even when the world feels so, so divided. Sarah Ventry, KJZZ News, reporting from Austin. And you can hear more of my favorite musical discoveries from this week and follow all of KJZZ's South by Southwest coverage by visiting kjzz.org/sxsw. Can you get me a-